Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
I believe that I'm a man of my word. Takot ako sa Diyos eh. She keeps me grounded and balanced. I don't think I would find someone else like her.
What's up, Pushmates? Welcome back to another fun and exciting episode of Push Bets Live. My name is Gary. For today's episode, makakasama natin ang very talented actor, Baron Geisler.
Hello, everyone. I'm Gary.
Hello, Baron. Welcome back to Push Bets Live. Finally, nakapag-shoot na rin tayo in the flesh kasi na before nag-guest ka na rin sa bets, pero virtual pa lang tayo noon.
Yes.
So, ngayon, it's nice to finally meet you.
It's nice to be back here sa Push Bets. Saya to.
Yes, so it's been a while since we had you on the show. Kamusta ka na ba ngayon? Ano ba ang latest sa'yo?
Well, we're here right now. We just finished the Limonyo signing press con. And I'm really looking forward to a lot of good things, projects coming our way. And of course, to new friendships as well.
Kanina during the press con, nabanggit mo na this is like your first major endorsement. How does it feel?
I just feel very grateful na may nagtiwala sa akin na company, the company. And as I said earlier, Dollhouse was a gateway for other projects. Na whole stuff na pumasok no this year na naka-line up, and I'm praying that Limonyo will be another gateway for other companies to trust me as well.
Wow, you have a lot of blessings right now, Baron. But this is also something you've worked hard on, given that you've also went through a roller coaster ride, diba? So, Baron, it's not naman a secret, diba, that you and your wife, Jamie, went through like a rough patch last year. And you've always been open naman about your life, diba? So how has your marriage been since?
Well, we processed it. Counseling kami. We are working on our relationship every day. Wala naman relationship na perfect. I'm just glad that things are very smooth now with our relationship. Not only with my relationship with my wife, but also with my kids. I'm just blessed.
What made you, hold on to your relationship, to your marriage?
I believe that I'm a man of my word, and takot ako sa Diyos eh. So, I could say I'm also a man of dignity, and I just honor my marriage vows with my wife. Nag-usap nga kami the other day na no matter what, hanggang pagtanda, Jamie, kasi na proseso na nga namin, and I wake up in the morning to her, no? I look at her and I know that I'll be spending the rest of my life with her. I want to keep my word. I could say that, Jamie is a blessing. Yung iba, they use the term, I'm lucky to have a wife like Jamie. And it's true because she keeps me grounded and balanced. And I don't think I would find someone else like her.
Baron, masasabi mo ba na lahat ng mga pinagdaanan niyo in the past, those were all necessary para ma-reach ninyo itong level of relationship ninyo ngayon? You're very solid together as a partner.
I believe so. Kasi we learn from our mistakes. We both have our blind spots, character defects. But habang tumatagal yung relationship, you get to know each other. And you know those butterflies, those kilig moments. Lumilipas yan eh. But love is, you have to work on love, you have I have to be intentional. Sa love namin, kami pareho ni Janie, and it's really work. It's hard work, but with God at the center of our relationship, it becomes somehow easy.
Ano na ba yung natutunan nyo from your, of course, yung sa sarili mo muna and sa wife mo, ano yung mga natutunan mo after all these years of togetherness?
Natutunan ko patience. Patience, understanding, love is kind, and also acceptance. Kasi bilang mag-asawa, we both are individuals. Eh. We have our different personalities. So we both have to accept lang that and understand that pag yung mga certain attitudes and triggers namin, dapat aware kami doon so that alam na namin kung paano namin i-nurture yung relationship namin as husband and wife.
Wow, very well said. Well, I'm glad that all is well and you're continuing to work on it, di ba? That's what marriage is all about.
Now, you know, I'm all about praying to God na, Lord, I hope I get to provide and give my family the best, you know, God's best. Because for the longest time, we've been renting, and hopefully now, because of the projects that are coming in, God willing, we get to purchase our home, sweet home.
Ayun na nga yung sasabihin ko sana, kasi di ba kanina banggit mo din na yung earnings mo from this endorsement is you're planning to buy a house for your family in Cebu and build a house. Wow! Ikaw ba may nakita ka ng lupa? Meron ka na
may prospect. Meron na. Pero let's see lang. Praying, God willing, hindi namin talaga magastos yun.
Ma, iba naman tayo ba? Nang pagdating naman sa career mo last year, ay inulan ng papuri ang acting mo sa The Dollhouse ng Netflix. Diba? Ang daming nakarelate dito, ang daming na-touch dito sa kwentong ito na about family. Ikaw ba, how has this movie touched you personally?
Well, it's somehow close to home because of what my character, Rustin, has gone through sa story and with a kid, natutunan ko lang talaga, you know, for the past few years, aside from just Dollhouse, is moving forward, unconditional love, and really finding what my true purpose is in life. You know, I realized it's been a long time and I realized ko na there is hope and a really good future waiting for me as long as I choose the right things in life and set aside the bad ones. And we all know what that is.
That Netflix film was such a huge success. And syempre, alam naman natin lahat kung gaano kagaling si Baron sa pag-acte. Have you thought of or do you have plans of going international?
Well, for now, dito muna tayo sa Pilipinas. But of course, kung mapagbigyan tayo katulad ni Miss Dolly and Mr. John Arcilia, sina Sol Cruz, mga idol ko yung mga yan, mga heroes ko yung mga yan. Kung mabigyan po tayo ng pagkakataon na magkaroon ng ganong klaseng proyekto, thank you Lord, di ba? Why not?
Kung sakali na magkaroon nga, ito may oportunidad na para magkaroon ka ng ganong klaseng proyekto, ano ba yung genre na gusto mong gawin? At sino ba yung mga dream mo na makatrabaho, say, sa abroad, Hollywood, Asian?
Sa ngayon, hindi ko pa masasabi kasi pag na-establish ko na and makuha ko yung dreams ko na makatrabaho yung mga legends natin dito sa Pilipinas at pag napagbigyan po tayo ng pagkakataon to work with other Hollywood actors, then why not? Of course, nandyan sina, you know, Tom Hardy, Leonardo DiCaprio, the girl from Queen's Gambit, you know, all of these, you know, great people. And sa director naman, lately, layo ko nakikita sina Spielberg, sina Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, yung mga
yes.
ganyan.
Diba? Wow.
Pero sa ngayon, yung mga idol, you know, going back to, you know, Pinoy Pride, dyan sina Direk Brillante, and many more. And I also want to work with Gail Oblea, our marketing head. She's also an up-and-coming director, and she has a good vision. Someday, I would want to work with her.
Wow. So, well, we're all planning for that to happen, Bagong. Diba talagang the future is bright. Diba?
But, of course, it's I tell myself, Baron, don't overwhelm yourself because I just have to focus on the now and maintain my discipline so that I could sustain this wonderful career that I have right now. Keep going. Kasi ang dami eh. And alam mo naman ako, aside from working on my projects, I also work on myself daily because everybody knows, you know, we were talking about mental health. I take my mental health care seriously kasi if I let go of that, then sisira lahat.
That's very important, right? And Baron, kasi napag-usapan na natin yung mga projects na gagawin mo. Kanina nabanggit mo na na meron ka mga proyektong gagawin with Direk Brillante Mendoza. Can you please talk about that?
Bangsamoro or Moro, the movie is about a family na tinamaan lang sa crossfire ng SAF.
Oh.
But this is not a story about SAF 44 per se. Story is about tradition, love, family, culture. And I would say this is the best so far, best movie of Direk Brillante na lalabas. Soon.
Yeah, and that sounds very interesting, Baron. Pero wala pa naman date. Kung
wala pa. I asked her, I asked Direk Brillante, sabi niya, malapit na. Going back to Bangsamoro, me and Piolo and most of the cast had to learn Maguindanaon. So I studied for like 2 months. The intonation, the dialect. Parang inasab-sab, analimik, kalat, ikakadjasan. Kadakla na ka dun lupa. So most of my lines are like that.
Wow, is this something na talagang... Kasi ang galing mo, ang husay mo sa Dollhouse eh. This time, how much of Baron did you give? Like, kung i-rate mo yung, you know, how yung level ng binigay mo performance for Bangsamoro, how would you rate that?
Bangsamoro, I gave my everything because I just got out of rehab 2018, 19. I was working on my program. I really thought that wala na akong career na babalikan. Parang pwede na ako sa beach tumira. Maliit lang na ano, magpapaka taong bukid na lang ako or farmer. Pero God still parang opened windows and doors for me. And yun, I gave it my all, my soul, blood, sweat, na eventually na lang, when we talk, kasi may mga nangyari sa mga eksena, mga trivial things, but let's save it for later on.
Well, we're very much looking forward to your project, Baron. Well, thank you so much for being open to us. Pero part 1 pa lang yun ng ating kwentuhan. Sa ating part 2 ay magkakaroon tayo ng Ask Me Anything segment.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.